Locker room chats continue here tonight on 92.1 KMZA. We're talking Frankfort basketball with girls head coach, that is Brian Ebert, brought to you by Wanklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank in Frankfort, and Community Healthcare System as well. Always appreciate the sponsors. Coach, got to start here. First off, congratulations. You were recently named the National Coach of the Year by the NFHS Coaches Association. So much success last year with the state championship and then a national honor. You're the 40th Kansan, by the way, to earn this honor at the national level. So congratulations. We'll start there. Just your thoughts on that. And obviously a big part was your team success last year.
Well, I appreciate that. Very, very honored to get that award. That doesn't happen without great players and, family, community, student body, all those things play in effect. But it's an honor. When you talk about your state, you're really honored when you get, coach of the year of your state or, one of the top coaches in the state. That's a big deal for me. And then you start thinking about the next level is the sectional where there's like six or seven states you have to contend with. And then you start thinking about the national part of it and you're just like, you got to take a step back and really take it in and think, man, that's a really good honor. And it's a big deal. I don't like talking about myself and stuff like that. So I'm very honored about that. But yet again, it doesn't happen without, the season we had, the players we had, and the things that we did. And I think it contributes a lot of it goes down to where, what we did at the state tournament, beating the 3, the 2, the 1, and the 1 was undefeated, and pretty much everybody had them penciled in. They're 2-time state champions in volleyball. So when you do that, people maybe look at that and say, wow, that's quite the accomplishment. And that's probably where it came from. I thought we had a good season, but we did have 3 losses to teams in our league. So, it's a great honor, and I'm very honored to get that award.
You guys are hosting the TVL tournament this weekend. It starts Saturday. We'll talk about that in a bit. But obviously this most recent stretch of games and most recently against Donovan West, you guys have played, 3 straight ranked teams in Hanover, Clifton, Clyde, and again most recently Donovan West. I know the injuries have still been kind of an issue and the shuffling of the lineup's been kind of a jaunt so far this year. But I guess most recently Tuesday night and the loss to Donovan West, just a few key takeaways from that game.
Well, we were without 3 starters against Donovan West, so I knew that we were going to have some issues. And one of those starters that did play was my daughter, Breeley, and that's only her second game back. And so she's only maybe 85-90%, so she's not really full strength yet either. And then the injury thing, against Clifton Clyde, we're really doing well. We were up by 5 going into the 4th. And there's just not enough depth where we can play a lot of girls. So the 4th quarter, fatigue sets in. You get outscored 18-2. Ashlyn Dollinghouse, one of our leading scorers, dislocates the shoulder that she's had issues with before. So makes it tough, tough. And then against Donovan West, we just weren't able to score. And I thought the first quarter we did well. It was 10-11. We're right there. And then they kind of put a little pressure on us. And we get tired and fatigued because we don't have enough depth. We don't have enough substitution. And then when we do sub, sometimes you're playing some girls that don't have enough experience out there and it shows. So, we're just trying to fight through things right now, trying to keep our head above water, and hopefully, we can play well against Valley Heights and then first round against Blue Valley in the league tournament.
Yeah, you mentioned Valley Heights, a makeup from obviously the weather a week or two ago, so you get another tilt against another really good team in Valley Heights tomorrow night. So just kind of talk about that, the expectations for that matchup, and another really good team here on the schedule.
Well, and I know Valley Heights is kind of beat up. Ava Smith is, I think she's out with a broken pinky or something. So I don't know if she'll play. That would definitely help us, taking one of their best players off the court. you know, but we're still going to be down. Ashland won't play. Tessa Parthmer's still out with a concussion. So, you know, it's definitely, it's a grind right now, and we're trying to grind through it. But, you know, we're going to try to compete. Like I told them last night after the D-West game, you know, you're trying to get better. So when those girls hopefully get back and are able to play, then you have improved and know how to play a little bit better when we get some of those players back. So, you know, we got to get better no matter what. We got to improve on things.
There it is, Frankfort girls basketball coach and national coach of the year, Brian Ebert, joining us. They get Valley Heights tomorrow night, a makeup tilt from last week, and then the TVL tournament starts on Saturday, Frankfort hosting next week. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.